the issue was divisive and the proposed new name, Sequoia, confusing. Some people thought they would be renaming the school for the Native American who invented the Cherokee alphabet. Others thought they were naming the school for California's giant tree. School officials said the name stood for the tree. The school board held a public hearing on the name change before the formal board meeting. Then the board heard additional discussion during the public forum session at the beginning of the regular meeting. There were two basic issues. First was whether the slaveholder who penned the words, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal," is a worthy role model for modern students. Zachary Runningwolf, who supported the name change, condemned Thomas Jefferson.
"Your founding fathers were murderers, land thieves, slave owners, and yes, we do have to address that. Thomas Jefferson was a slave owner. X the name. He was bad."
But Kevin Langdon praised the founder and wanted the board to keep the name Jefferson, even though the school students had voted otherwise.
200 years ago, a little over, there was a very noble experiment begun by the founding father of the United States. And the beginning of the process was more than anyone else due to the thought and actions of Thomas Jefferson, one of the greatest Americans that ever lived. It is absurd to blame Mr. Jefferson for the customs of his time and to suggest that the views of naive children should be placed ahead of the responsibility given to you by the voters of Berkeley is, I think, incorrect.
During board discussion, Director Joaquin Rivera said that energy spent on the name change issue could have better been spent on student achievement.
"The school has the second worst record on improving the achievement of the African American students. And instead of using this energy that was used in this process for the last 2 years in engaging the community to develop a plan to deal with the issue of closing the achievement gap, I sort of feel that this energy instead was used on this divisive debate over whether to change the name of the school or not because Jefferson owned slaves." As a little editorial, I think this is the problem with some of the people who call themselves progressive in this community. There's a lot of focus on symbolism as opposed to actions that I think will really make a difference.
The second contentious issue concerned the board's powers. Jefferson School students, parents, and teachers and staff voted in separate elections in favor of the change to Sequoia. Director Terry Doran felt the board was bound to ratify the decision of the Jefferson community.
"This decision is not about history, but about how we respect our policies and our own community. We have directed and empowered a Jefferson community, or any school community for that matter, to be able to change the name of their school for any reason, if a majority so wishes. That is our policy. So how has this become so controversial? If 20% of the people designated in our policy sign a petition to consider a name change will be considered by that community. And that after this consideration of 50% of those empowered to decide vote to change the name, then we should change the name. Follow the rules, be democratic and inclusive, and the name of the school will be changed. And our superintendent and staff have stated that is precisely what took place at Jefferson School."
But Board President Nancy Riddle, who lives near Jefferson and whose children attended Jefferson, felt the name change policy empowered the board to make an independent decision.
"My view and my read of the policy was that it was written in a way that a name change couldn't come top down from the board and it couldn't come from outside the community, but that it should come from within the community and be vetted, and then it goes out to the greater community. Some of you felt, and I think feel, that the policy was completed once the school site voted. And some were surprised to learn that there were additional steps outlined in the policy. Others in the greater community were pretty mad at us because they felt that they had an inadequate opportunity to weigh in. My belief is that the process, as it's written right now, does go beyond the community after it's voted. I think that's why we have the provision in the policy that makes it come to two separate board meetings, and it's why I worked with the superintendent to have a public hearing on this issue so that we can get input. But I do believe in the end, it's a board decision after we take input from the community that very carefully vetted this, and after we've heard from the greater community over the last couple of weeks.
And with that, the school board voted.
Student director?
Aye.
Director Issel?
No.
Vice President Duran?
Yes.
Director Rivera?
No.
Director Solowski?
Yes.
President Riddle? No.
The motion?
Motion fails. 3-2. We move on to
can
our 8 o'clock
break?
Board specific.
Can we take a break?
Yeah, five minutes.
For KPFA News, I'm Kelly Ramirez in Berkeley.